You're listening to Vatican Radio.
One of Europe's top courts said today that Russia has failed to protect the hostages of the Beslan school siege, in which about 330 people, most of them children, died in 2004. Stefan Boss reports that Moscow has condemned the ruling by the European Court of Human Rights.
Victims of one of Russia's most bloodiest hostage crises learned Thursday that their painful decade wait for justice had not been in vain. The European Court of Human Rights ruled that Russia failed to protect the hostages of the three-day Beslan school siege in September 2004. More than 330 people were killed in what became known as the Beslan Massacre, including 186 children. It happened after Chechen rebels took more than 1,000 hostages to demand that Russian troops pull out of the Republic of Chechnya. The Strasbourg-based court said Russian security forces had violated the victims' rights to life when they moved in to free the hostages in school number 1 in the town of Beslan in Russia's troubled republic of North Ossetia. It judged that the use of powerful weapons such as tank cannon, grenade launchers and flamethrowers contributed to the high number of casualties. The Kremlin was quick to condemn the verdict, describing the court's criticism as unacceptable. Russia was ordered to pay nearly 3 million euros, some $3.2 million in damages to victims, plus the legal costs. Yet, no money in the world will be able to dry the tears of Emma Takayeva, one of the many mothers who lost children in the bloodshed. She was heard through an interpreter.
As a mother, it's terrible to bury your children. It shouldn't be this way. Having felt this pain, I can't let anyone else suffer the same way. We have to do everything we can so that nothing like this is ever repeated. If there is no investigation and no one is punished, then there will be more terrorist attacks. More children will die. And people will suffer. I can't let that happen.
She and others may be forgiven for wondering whether the siege could have been prevented and whether so many people had to die in the rescue operation. Critics say officials, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, mishandled the hostage crisis and ignored intelligence indicating that the hostage-taking scenario was being planned. While Thursday's ruling of the European Court of Human Rights has renewed an international debate about the Beslan massacre, a Russian investigation into the events already stalled several years ago. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.